Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, the SDF, backed by U.S. air power and military advisors, have launched an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014. U.S. anti-IS coalition special envoy Brett McGurk said the vanguard of SDF forces entering Raqqa are ethnic Arabs.
We want a force that ultimately liberates Raqqa that is primarily from the local area, Arabs from the area. And so we have trained many of these fighters, and that force will continue to grow as we get to the subsequent phases of the campaign.
U.S. defense officials have indicated the Raqqa campaign would overlap with the assault on IS fighters who have controlled Mosul in Iraq. In Mali, a Togolese peacekeeper and two civilians have been killed in what is described as a jihadist attack on a military convoy. Earlier, the jihadist group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility for an attack on an army base. More than 30 soldiers of the UN MINUSMA peacekeeping mission have been killed so far this year, many more than other UN missions. An intense battle in the disputed town of Galkayo in central Somalia has left dozens dead. The fighting shatters a days-old ceasefire negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. United Nations is saying that 80,000 people have already fled Galkayo. American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and evacuated to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. This is VOA News.